Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Montague. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague takes first base on ball four. Hodapp moves to second. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Hodapp scores. Montague moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hayworth to Gehring are covering second. The throw back to home, and Montague is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Montague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Farrell covering. Safe. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson bunts in front of the plate. Hayworth can't make a play. That's a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter bunts towards third. Akers fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Jameson moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Akers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Akers picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Akers. Sewell moves to second. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Montague hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-1 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hodapp picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hodapp. Johnson moves to second. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorrell covering, for the out. Morgan moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Morgan scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Montague hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Montague. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stone moves to second. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0-for-2 in the game. Akers takes first base on ball 4. Stone moves to third. Funk moves to second. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrave for the out. Stone scores. Funk moves to third. Akers moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. George Uhel pinch hits for Vic Sorrell. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave now catching. Guy Cantrell now pitching. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Goldman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Cantrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Goldman moves to third. Farrell moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Johnson moves to second. Mark Kernick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernick is 0 for 3 in the game. Kernick hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Kernick moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to second. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Akers strikes out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Cantrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cantrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cantrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Porter reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.